From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Busy weekend.
Yeah, this is the Crossword Championship weekend.
Such fun.
And I have a challenge puzzle coming up in a moment from Merle Regal, something he thought of when he walked in the hotel lobby the other day.
That man cannot be stopped, can he?
No.
No. Well, remind us of the challenge you gave us last week.
Yes, I said, think of a well-known two-word motto. Say it quickly, and it will sound like a different two-word phrase for the result of some auto garage work. What is it?
What is it?
The answer is be prepared, as in the Boy Scout motto. And say it quickly, it sounds like beep repaired.
Oh, funny. We had over 700 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Sue Grigsby from Everett, Washington. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you very much.
So what do you do in Everett?
I teach PE and health at Everett Community College.
Wow. Now, you exercise muscles. You've been playing a long time exercising your brain?
I've been exercising a long time with my brain, and usually I work on them when I'm out for my daily walk.
Ah, good for you. You sound like you're ready to play.
I'm very ready to play.
All right. Will, meet Sue. Let's play.
All right, Sue, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word has seven letters. Remove the first and last letters, and you'll get a five-letter word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said heavy, and your second clue is a figure that a figure skater might make, you would say weighty and eight.
Okay.
All right, number one is an industrial plant and a person in a play.
Factory and actor.
Good job. Number two is a saying and a vagabond.
Saying and vagabond.
Saying like
adjective to mind.
Right, a synonym of that. Like a stitch in time saves nine is what?
Proverb.
Uh-huh. And a vagabond?
And rover.
Is a rover. To supervise and a poem.
Supervise. Oversee and verse.
Good job. A grand speech and proportion.
Oration and ratio.
That's fast. Gas that may build up in a mine, and a famous Allen.
A famous Allen?
Uh-huh, A-L-L-E-N.
Gas that comes up in a mine.
Yeah, that may build up in a mine.
Ethan and Ethan.
Ethan Allen is right. Neighbored, and your second clue is a city in Montana.
Neighbored?
Neighbored with an N.
Okay.
As in touched.
Okay. City in Montana. Ooh, I need help.
This one is the city Butte?
Yes.
And
Abutted.
Yeah.
Abutted is right. How about a Greek letter and very, very small?
Oh, I'm not good with Greek.
Right. I have to go through my alphabet. And then you have to find the ones that have seven letters.
Yeah, that's epsilon.
That's my first one, but I don't think it's going to solve our...
I forgot what the second half was.
What was the second half of the clue?
Very, very small. I'll give you a hint on the Greek letter. Think of the letter after Xi. The letter after Xi.
And that doesn't help much for those...
That's no help at all. How about the Greek O? What's
Omicron,
the Greek word?
Omicron and micro.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
That's it.
Very good.
All right, here's your next one. Exercised too much and composer of La Traviata.
Overdid and Verdi.
That's right. Like 1.3 billion of the world's people. And your second clue is dancer Gregory.
Chinese and Hein. Hein.
That's right. That's it. To overshadow. And your second clue is... office fasteners.
Five-letter word.
Yeah.
I have staple, but that's a six-letter word, right?
And before staples, what did you use?
Eclipse. Eclipse.
Yes. Eclipse is it. Try this one. Severe punishment. And like some kitchens.
Oh, beating and eat in.
Oh, good job. This one you should get easily. Your first clue is teach, and your second clue is a former gold coin of Europe.
Instruct? No.
Yeah, that it's a synonym of that.
Oh, I should know this.
How about educate?
Yes.
Educate and duck it.
That's it. And here's your last one. To desert and one of the railroads in Monopoly.
Oh, here we go.
It's not short line and it's not B and O.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's, oh, B and O.
B and
to
O.
Desert. B and O. Abandon.
Abandon.
Abandon and B and O. Nice job.
Woo!
We did it.
Hey, Sue, we did, huh? Nice teamwork.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, actually. It was a lot of fun. And for playing our puzzle today, in addition to the fun you just had, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Sue, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KPLU in the Seattle-Tacoma area.
Okay. Sue Grigsby from Everett, Washington. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right, Will. I'm afraid whenever you attend these kinds of tournaments, you always come up with something interesting, and you already said it's going to be from Merle Regal. What's the challenge you have for next week?
So as you know, the Crossword Championship is being held at the Stamford Marriott Hotel, and a sign just inside the front door says, Rejuvenate. Well, our old pal, Merle Regal, walked into the lobby, saw that word, added two S's, and rearranged the resulting 12 letters to name a famous person, first and last names. Who is it? So again, the word is rejuvenate, add two S's, rearrange the resulting 12 letters to name a famous person, first and last names. Who is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.